Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research company. Today, we're conducting a survey on some important issues and perceptions of residents in New Orleans. All of your answers are confidential, of course. Are you a native of New Orleans, or did you recently move to the city?
Why are y'all doing this survey?
Well, we want to know about the quality of life in New Orleans.
And who is this?
Opinion Research. We're an independent research company.
Who hired y'all?
Oh, we are not told, so we don't affect your opinions.
And where are y'all calling from?
Oh, well, it is located in Miami.
Okay. Just curious because, you know, it'd be nice if they just hired people from New Orleans since we have such a lot of poor people here.
Yes. Well, actually, maybe you can help me with the survey because we do have a section about that.
Well, it has to be really fast because my dog here is waiting to go outside for a walk.
Okay. We'll try then. So are you a native of New Orleans or did you recently move to the city?
I'm from here. I left and came back.
Okay. Thank you. Do you define your racial classification as African-American or Black, White, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, or
white.
Other?
White.
What are two characteristics that best describe what you like most about living in New Orleans?
I don't know. I moved here because my brother died and I was taking care of my parents, so I'm not really sure. Well, I mean, it's years ago. I've been up here ever since. I don't know what I would say. Probably just because it's a very creative town. Everybody who lives here is creative.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We all grew up that way. We all learned how to make costumes.
Like entertainment and.
No, creativeness. You know what I mean? Like, it's not about going out for entertainment. It's about making your own.
Oh, okay.
Like, pretty much everybody who grows up here learns how to do something entertaining, you know.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah,
and what
I
are...
mean, if you grow up here, if you don't know how to make your own costumes and cook your own food, you're kind of screwed.
Yes. And now, what are the two characteristics that best describe what you dislike about living in New Orleans?
That would easily be the crime and the crime. The crime and the low-paying jobs.
The low-paying jobs. Okay.
Yep. Minimum wage here is still $7.25 an hour.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Right. We're like
now,
a third world country. People sell their houses other places like Miami or New Orleans or, you know, New York, and then they move here and live like the queen. Yeah.
Yes. I understand.
Because, you know, they get somebody to clean their house for $20 or get somebody to clean their house for $100 and it's still going to be way cheaper than if they were in Miami or New York or something.
Yeah. That sounds bad. And now, overall, would you say that you're very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the following? What you pay for food and household goods?
I mean, for me, food is not too bad. I would think if I had a bunch of kids, it would be hard.
So would you say you're somewhat satisfied or very satisfied with what you
I
pay for?
I would say somewhat. I mean, if you live in Louisiana, too, you can get a lot of food on your own. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of farmers markets. We can fish, all that kind of stuff.
What about safety from crime?
I'd say that's terrible. I'd say living here, if the stress of being hurt doesn't kill you, you know, you can get killed. I mean, somebody's murdered here every single day. I don't know if you know that, but there's probably one or two people murdered a day or a night here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A week they could go by and, you know, six or seven people can be killed.
So between little satisfied and not satisfied at all, which one would it be?
Oh, not satisfied at all with the crime.
It's
dangerous. I mean, it's incredibly dangerous to live here. I mean, you know, you can't tell it because everybody's so friendly and partying and having a good time, but somebody's going to get that. So.
Wow. All right. And would you say you're very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the preparation public charter school students are receiving for college or careers?
Well, I don't have kids, but my godsons went to a charter school, and I think it's the worst thing that happened to them. They're both very brilliant kids who now aren't in college getting full scholarships like they could have if they'd went to a different school. So I think the charter schools have been a huge letdown in New Orleans, and I think ever since Katrina, when they brought in Teach for America, I think culturally and every other wise, they just kind of destroyed a lot of things.
Oh, okay.
I think it's getting better. I think it's getting better now, but I think for like 15 years, it was really bad.
Okay. So would you say a little satisfied or not at all satisfied?
I would say not at all. Not looking at what's happening to kids here.
Now, what about what you pay for housing mortgages or rent? Would you say you're very satisfied?
Me personally, I took a Katrina house and rebuilt it, so I live very cheap. But if I had to rent, it's not good here. People are paying way too much when you figure out, if minimum wage is $7.25, rent can never be over $800, right? So, I mean, it's getting to the point where working people are so poor, eviction court is high, slumlords are massive, mm-hmm. they own massive apartment buildings, and, you know, people that don't have credit and low pay just ending up homeless.
Okay.
So I would say they're dissatisfied.
Not satisfied, okay. And what about the availability of affordable housing? You were mentioning this as well.
There's a great lack of affordable housing.
Mm-hmm. So would you say you're a little satisfied or not at all satisfied with it?
Hold on one sec. I'm saying that it's housing in I'd be very unsatisfied, whatever the most unsatisfied because it's not affecting me personally, but my neighbors missing, I mean, disappearing, and people are ending up homeless and have to move away who want to stay here. You know, it's just, it's sad.
Yeah, it must be hard. Now, what about safety from property crime? Would you say you're very satisfied, somewhat satisfied?
Oh, not at all. Oh, not at all. You can't leave anything in the front yard. Somebody doesn't take it.
Oh.
And there are kids here that smash the windows out of cars every single night. There are parking lots hit. Sometimes in the middle of the day, they'll hit every single pickup truck. They're looking for guns.
Wow.
And then we have dumbasses who come to visit here and leave their, like I met this guy the other day. He's like, I'm like, why didn't you take the to your hotel room? Well, if they were here, I'd beat their ass. I'm like, if they were here, they would shoot you with your gun, you idiot. So it's like, no, I'm very unsatisfied with that.
And now, what about the financial ability of your family to handle a major unexpected expense? Would you say you're very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all?
No, very few people in New Orleans, probably only 25% of the population here can afford a disaster. The rest of us are kind of screwed.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the equal economic opportunities for people like you and me?
Hold on, I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. What about the equal economic opportunities for people like you and me? Would you say you're very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied?
I missed the last thing you said because I'm trying to get the phone to switch to my earpiece.
Okay. The equal economic opportunities for people like you and me.
Oh, no.
Not at all
satisfied? I'm white and it's still difficult just because I'm white, but I'm single and I'm gay and I just think, this city's 65% black or more, yet so many black people have no advantages to living here. I mean, if I were black, I'd probably, and I could leave, I'd probably go to Atlanta.
I mean, it's amazing that the city is 65% black and black people hardly own any property here or have positions. You know what I mean? Even though you have a black mayor, black police chief, all of that, you still have the majority. You know, you still black people are economically worse off here.
Okay, so that would be not at all satisfied.
Right.
And what about what you pay for basic utilities such as electricity and water?
That is not too bad compared to other cities. Our problem is that the companies running those things, they like hold people hostage. In other words, they do what they want. You know what I mean? Like they will try to price gouge you, like, you know, for various things. Anyway, our sewage and water board is a joke. They just had last week an article. They had a secret sex room, and then people aren't doing their jobs, and the whole infrastructure's falling apart.
Well, we do have a section about them, so
yeah,
just keep that in mind.
Water board is the worst. I mean, I really truly feel like some of the people that ran it in the past should be going to jail because they're retired now. I'll never be able to retire. They're retired on some parting bonus amount of money they were given when, in fact, they screwed us all. You know what I mean? What were they doing when they didn't know that there's two cars in a canal blocking it? You know, they weren't doing their job at all. They were screwing around, and yet they get to leave with six figures and all this money.
So based on the scale, how would I record that? Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied?
I'm very dissatisfied, if you got that one.
A little satisfied or not at all satisfied? That's what we
not at all satisfied with any public service here, no.
So I suppose the next one is the same because it's about the monthly cost for electricity and water as well.
Yeah. It's not even about the cost. It's about the service and the attitude. You know what I mean? It's about the service. Like here, you got to worry about more than just getting water. You got to get – it's like even if it's affordable, if it's not safe to drink, or if – Georgia Water Board doesn't do their job, we flood. I don't know if you understand that, but we live below sea level, and they're in charge of these pumps. If they don't turn the pumps on, we flood.
But what about the monthly cost? Would you say, based on the scale, a little satisfied or not satisfied at all?
It's really hard. I mean, I would be not satisfied with some of it, but okay with the rest. In other words, I can afford it. I don't know if some of the other people, I think most people would tell you they're dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, have any of the following have been not at all significant, not very significant, somewhat significant, or very significant cause of stress in your life during the past year? Your job stability?
No.
Not very significant or not at all significant?
Job security is not a problem.
Salary
is, but the job itself is not. It's not going anywhere. I work outside with homeless people and tourists, so I have worked forever.
What about the meeting monthly household expenses? Has it been a very...
How about what?
Meeting monthly household expenses, has it been a very significant, somewhat significant, not very significant, or not at all significant cause of stress in your life?
Not so much household. Insurance is what's killing me. Insurance for everything. Insurance for my house, insurance for my car. That's what's killing me.
So how would I record that?
I don't know. I mean, I guess you could call that household. I mean, I don't know if you consider that household, but it is. I mean, it's my insurance for everything is why I never get a vacation. I haven't had one in years because I have to pay insurance for everything. And the insurance is insane.
Yes. And now what about the safety of you and family members? Has it been a very significant, somewhat significant? Not very significant, or not at all significant cause of stress?
It goes back, of course, very significant. That's number one. I mean, you got to worry every day and night. You got to look over your shoulder because you might get carjacked. We have a very high rate of carjacking here.
And related to the insurance, has the health of you and or family members has been how significant cause of stress in your life? How much significant?
Oh, sure. I would say a great amount of stress.
Very significant or somewhat significant?
Very significant. Whatever the top most significant is.
Mm-hmm. What about your ability to get around your community and the city?
Well, I mean, it's fine. It's easy to get around. It's just a matter of safety. I mean, I go out all the time, but it's not safe in this city to go out all the time.
So that would be very significant or just somewhat?
I would say very significant.
Okay. Now, let me get your opinion. If you have a lot of confidence, some confidence, or very little confidence in the mayor and the city council accomplishing the following. Improving the city streets and traffic lights.
I have no confidence at this time.
Making the city safer?
No confidence. They haven't made any improvements in the past couple of years.
Improving drainage to prevent flooding in neighborhoods?
No confidence.
The quality of life improving in New Orleans in the next 3 years?
No confidence. I mean, it's a DIY city. If we don't do it ourselves, it won't be done. The government,
like
city government, has to do it for us. And, I mean, they're not going to. They're not going to help. I dug my own ditch. All these new people move here. Gentrifier, so I had to get a ditch. I'm like, did someone dig it?
What about improving garbage collection in the city?
Oh, that's improved greatly. That was a whole big mess for a while, but that's straightened out. Yeah, that's doing well now.
No confidence at all that the mayor of the city.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, I don't think that I think that situation is straightened out. So I wouldn't even consider that a problem issue right now for the most part.
Okay.
Now, will they maintain it? It was a big mess. I don't know if they're going to maintain that situation. Let's hope that
they
do.
And the last one for this section is creating more better paying jobs in the city. Do you have confidence?
Yep, sure. I have no confidence. I myself have struggled the past 15 years. I'm 62. I probably never retire because I had to come back and live here. That's what happens when you're from
a place
like this. You don't make your parents move. You go wherever they want to go.
Yeah. And
it's very difficult to survive here.
Yeah.
Come in from out of town. Yeah.
And in your opinion, do you think New Orleans city government is doing excellent, good, fair, or poor job in spending your tax dollars wisely?
Very poor.
Now I would like to focus your attention on public safety in New Orleans. We have been discussing. Would you say that you feel safer, about the same, somewhat less, or much less safe in your neighborhood compared to 2 years ago?
I would say less safe anywhere in the city. It doesn't stop going out, but everybody in the city should say less safe. If you don't say less safe when you live here, you're an idiot. You probably just moved here. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah,
okay.
Hey, come here. No, I'm sorry. New dog. I don't know. I didn't know I should do. Don't get into trouble, dog.
That's fine. Now, what do you think are the factors contributing to crime the most in New Orleans? We do have a list, so we're going to go through each one, and at the end you can tell me any additional one. So, once again, what do you think are the factors contributing to crime the most in New Orleans? Employment opportunities, yes or no?
Yes.
Release on bail for violent crimes?
Release on bail for violent crimes. I'm not really sure how that fits into that.
Okay, that's fine.
Education, absolutely.
Education
absolutely is a factor.
Lack of access.
Yeah.
the lack of access to mental health or social services?
Absolutely. I'd make that number one.
Transportation?
Not as much, no.
Personal family or family problems?
Oh, absolutely. Lots of people there have that issue because they're always working 2 and 3 jobs to try to get by.
Okay. Housing?
Absolutely. That's a big problem.
Not enough police officers?
Absolutely.
Too many guns?
Number one, I guess that would knock the other one out. But, yeah, I mean, there's guns everywhere. That's why they're breaking in the cars to find more guns.
Okay, and another one that you would like to add, personally?
Well, I think obviously, pay disparity, income disparity, like in the whole state, women make way less than men. And since you have mostly single, you have a ton of single moms. They can't. How are women? Like, a woman can't go get a construction job for whatever reason, even though it's 2023 in America. A woman can't get a construction job making $25-$30 an hour. She's got to go work at Walgreens and make $14 an hour while her deadbeat dad of her children is doing whatever. You know what I mean? It's just like, I worked in eviction court for a while. It's just a series of single moms not getting child support. That's all. It's just over and over and over, same story, over and over. And women can't get good-paying jobs. You can't raise your kid on CVS or Walgreens or McDonald's jobs.
Yeah.
So pay disparity is huge. It's a huge problem. Pay disparity and pay disparity between, like, the people that move here. Like, you know, they'll get jobs. They'll come in to their nonprofit that their friends started or whatever. Mm-hmm. They'll get a great job or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll buy a house for $400,000 that really shouldn't be going for more than $200,000, and then they'll jack up the rent in order to pay the note, and then there's the person who was living there for $800 a month.
Oh.
So lack of affordable housing, lack of, there should be rent control so that, you know, if they had rent control, then you couldn't sell a house in my neighborhood for $400,000. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, well, thank you for that. Now, for each of the following, tell me if you think it would be a very effective, somewhat effective, neutral, or not too effective strategy to reduce crime in New Orleans. Increasing the police presence in your community.
Sure. As long as it was, like, police outside of their cars, they don't know people in the community.
So do you think that it's just very or somewhat?
No, I mean, I think it's going to help, sadly. I hate to say that, but it's true. I mean, I work in a situation every day where I have to deal with mentally ill people and crazy people on the street all day long. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people also know that we don't have enough police, so they intentionally know they can get away with these crimes. They know they can carjack you now because they've advertised so much that we don't have enough police. People getting carjacked every night. Carjacked just last night. The guy that owns this restaurant got beat in the face and carjacked. You know what I mean? It's just every day. Every day. Yeah. You got to think about where you are at all times.
Okay. The next one is providing more mental health, social services, and counseling for youth. Do you think that would be very effective or somewhat?
Absolutely. Not just for youth, for everybody. I mean, youth, obviously, because of the crime, but I think you have a lot of adults, too, with severe mental illness just walking on the streets. I talk to them every day. I could take you downtown and name half the people I know them by their first name. And they're just totally mentally ill. They might punch you in the head for no reason. They're just out there walking around because nobody seems to know how to help them.
Okay. And what about better coordination between criminal courts and the New Orleans Police Department to enforce sentencing?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the problems. Cops will tell you that. They don't want to arrest people for certain crimes because they're like, prosecutors are never going to prosecute these people anyway. You know, although I don't think it's good to send people who are mentally ill to jail, that's another situation. Cops get in a situation where they have to arrest somebody with mental health issues because I don't know if you know this, but our EMS will not pick up a person having a mental health crisis. So if EMS won't pick them up, the police have to pick them up. Police pick them up, say they've committed a crime, and the police bring them to the hospital. If the hospital can't keep them, they go to jail, and they sit in a mental health facility in jail. You know what I mean? So a lot of times the cops don't even want to arrest them. Or they're just going to be back on the street in an hour. It's crazy. So, yes, I mean, it's very messed up. It's extremely messed up. And, yeah, you need to increase the police force, but before you do that, you need to increase mental health services. You got to have some place for people to take people to besides jail sometimes.
Okay.
And you got to have, you know, and then bail, of course, is unfair. Because if I get accused of a crime, I'm not going to be able to afford to get out. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I might, because I got a lot of friends. They might.
Well, that's good.
I mean, I probably could get out on a GoFundMe, but
yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people. I mean, I went to jury duty twice in the past 7 years, and in both cases, the people had been in jail for so long, even though I'm pretty sure they were guilty, I'm pretty sure we found them innocent,
yeah.
They feel like they'd already done their time.
Yeah, gotta work with what you have. Right?
Yeah.
So.
And then the guy sat in jail for a year. I mean, without, because he had no bail money. What if he's innocent? He just spent a year in jail.
So talking about work, create more opportunities for job training. Do you think that would be very effective, somewhat effective?
I think that's hugely effective here. I think that you have a city filled with a lot of people that come. Ah, dog, what are you eating? New dog. I guess she'll get sick with that later. You know, you live in a city where most of the people are working class and they come from working class. It's like, yeah, some people should go to college, but some people should learn a trade, go to college later on because they need money now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and
so,
you were mentioning the next one too, so I'm very interested to see what you think. Providing counseling and social services for parents and adults. Do you think that is very effective, somewhat effective?
I think it's hugely effective. I mean, a lot of times it's the parent who's having a mental health crisis, so how can they help their kids?
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it gets back to the single mom. I mean, can you imagine the stress of you have a couple of kids, you're a single mom, you can't pay for anything. You know, that alone is a big problem. And then, of course, too, we have so much drug use here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, massive amounts of drug use. So when I get to mental health, you have to include drug abuse, and heroin and cocaine, crack are like huge problems here. Huge.
So
I bet you I call EMS or revive somebody 4 times a week, maybe 6 times a week at my job because they're OD'd.
Oh, and talking about those type of crimes, do you think that implementing a community-based citizen and police response to nonviolent crimes is very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, or not at all effective?
I don't think it's as effective because there's not enough police. So, you know, somebody's being, it's like any job if you're stressed about because you're being pulled more than one place at a time, you're not going to have the patience in the situation where maybe you just need to be asking questions, but how can you when you're also getting a call to go here, go here, go here? You know what I mean?
So
you're just going to want this person to shut up and hurry up because you got to go to the next situation.
Do you think that is not too effective or not at all effective?
I think nothing's effective right now when it comes to crime in this city.
Okay.
Nothing's effective. I mean, there are people trying, but it's not enough.
Mm-hmm. And now we're going to change a little bit the theme. Thinking about creating more options for persons to rent or buy a home in New Orleans. Please tell me if you think it would be a very helpful, somewhat helpful, or not too helpful strategy to create more quality, affordable housing in New Orleans for the following. Building micro houses such as tiny cottages or shipping containers to offer affordable housing in small spaces.
Yep, I don't think shipping containers is a good idea on a place that's hot as hell. But I do think tiny houses I think tiny houses is a good way to go.
So
I think if you
want to
get homeless people off the street, you should go with that.
So in your opinion, that would be somewhat helpful or very helpful?
And I think that would be very helpful. Building affordable housing is very helpful as long as it's done right, yeah.
The next one is convert vacant public schools and commercial buildings into affordable apartments or condominiums. Do you think that would be so helpful, somewhat helpful?
Not so helpful? I think it's great if they're converted into affordable, but so often they're converted and they're not affordable. You know what I mean? So, I mean, yes, if it's affordable.
Okay, so that would be very or somewhat helpful.
Helpful, if the word affordable is in there.
Yes, it is there. So, the next one is create more home ownership and financing classes.
Well, I think that's great, but the problem is you can give a person a home, and if they can't afford the increasing insurance on it, I mean, I owe nothing on my home, but I still need to have X amount of money per month in order to meet my homeowner's insurance and my flood insurance and my taxes. Do you know what I mean?
So that would be helpful.
So, well, I was going to say, actually, if you build affordable housing, you need to almost build, like, duplexes in which a person would be able to buy a house and have a rental attached. People don't want to do that with poor people. They always think of people who want to invest. But really, if you sold somebody affordable housing, if you sold, like, a single mom, a two-family, then she immediately has rental income, which means she's immediately going to be safe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so, why give her a house? If she, you give her a house with Habitat, and 3 years later, she can't afford the taxes and the insurance on it. So what good is that? But if Habitat gave her a two-family, she'd have rental income, and she could stay in that house forever.
So based on the scale, would you say that is not too helpful or not helpful at all to create more homeownership and financing classes?
I mean, I think it's helpful. It just you got to figure out a way to maintain it. You know what I mean?
Okay. And you just mentioned this, but building accessory dwelling units or a small home with separate entrance on an existing property.
Yes, I think that's a very good idea. I was trying to do that myself in case any of my friends got into trouble, but the problem is I can't find I paid $500 just for somebody to draw plans, and then they didn't draw what I wanted because they got excessive and they think I need to have all this stuff. And I'm like, I just need a big-ass room and something for friends. And by the time they get through, I would have to rent to the person for $1,600 a month. So how would I be helping them?
Yeah.
Right? And I was like, Jesus Christ, just build me a room. I want to be able to have somebody come live here and pay like $700 a month, and, you know, when they're in a bind. But so, yes, if somebody would help us build additions to our home so that we could help other people, that would be great.
And related to that one, what about creating adult co-living communities for people to live together? Do you think that would be helpful?
It works some places. It might work here. I don't know. I mean, they have stuff like that in New York and Massachusetts and parts of California.
So
it might work here.
So in your opinion, that's somewhat helpful? Or?
I mean, it's worth a try.
Okay. That's good enough. Now, for each of the following statements, tell me if you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neutral, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with them. There are two statements. They are a bit wordy, so please bear with me. The first one is, the process of the social economic character of neighborhoods changing to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhoods presents a loss of culture for the city.
This is very true.
Do you strongly or just somewhat agree?
That it's a negative? Yes, I strongly agree. I see it happen in my own neighborhood. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And
I live in a house that my relatives bought in the 40s. So, and then after Katrina, my cousin died and left the house to me, and it took me a few years to put it back together. I couldn't even sold it for $10,000. I know a lot of people in this neighborhood, and they've lived there forever, but everybody who was renting forever is gone now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because
they
couldn't afford to live there anymore.
Yeah, I understand.
So,
And the second statement is the process of the social and economic character of neighborhoods changing to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhoods presents more challenges to find affordable housing for local citizens. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree? Neutral? Somewhat
agree? Wait, I don't know. Can you say that one whole thing again?
Yeah, that's fine. And the process of the social and economic character of neighborhoods changing to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhoods presents more challenges to find affordable housing for local citizens.
Oh, absolutely. It's what I was just saying, because you get run out. I mean, it's simple like this. It's like if there's a two-family down the street from me and it sold for $200,000 a few years ago or $120,000, and now it's going for $400,000 or $450,000 or $500,000. It's like whoever buys that house is the realtor sometimes are the people I blame the most, because the realtor's going to say, well, you can get $18,000 a month for this apartment or $16,000. So the person who's been renting that for $800 a month forever is now out. They're out. They can't pay that.
Yeah.
And nobody from the area can pay that. It's going to be another transplant, or they're going to Airbnb it or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And now it's time for you to get even. I'm going to read you the names of several elected officials, and for each one, tell me if you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, neither approve or disapprove, somewhat approve, or strongly approve of them. And the first one is